Good evening, everyone, and welcome. So I was hoping to see my daughters, my two lovely daughters here. They should be arriving shortly, fashionably late, of course. What's funny about them is all week long they've been telling me they've been indicating to me just how gratifying or just how grateful they are that school has ended and that they have no class anymore. And so, but as for me, though, I don't echo those sentiments. I must say that because for tonight is our last class, or rather it represents our last class. And, you know, our class to me, which is extremely special and full of delightful individuals who I just have come to love very much just because of the amount of energy that you get from that. All these individuals come together really to share in themselves. So they all have something, some area of need that they'd like to also share in themselves. And so, but it's certainly a special class where you can go and learn something, I think, that's very fundamental. And that's what I've learned and what I've walked away with from these classes is just that while some there may be instances when you feel alone, well, you never really are alone. And that's something that I certainly have learned and have grown accustomed to accepting that, you know, no matter what I'm doing, there's always someone there besides me, really, to assist me. And that's something that I've learned having been in class. And while I've been in class and have known Millie for probably over 20 years, there they are, my two lovely daughters. Fashionably late. And, of course, my lovely wife, Beth. And so it's a special time for me to be able to go to Tuesday night class and just learn about individuals and really understand that, you know, there's a lot that I know of myself that is really in a lot of other individuals they're really not that much different than I am. And I think that's something fundamental that I've learned. And so with that, though, what I'd like to say is I'm extremely grateful. In tonight's class, we'd like to share in that gratefulness, that gratitude that I have garnered from these classes. So if we can start and stand. And start with the prayer of St. Francis.
Make me a channel of your peace. Today.
Thank you. Please be seated. And so, as I was saying, you're never really alone. And what I've learned is that there's always somebody beside you. And one of these, I guess, souls or energies or those who have left the body, we've all been introduced to certain individuals or souls. And one in particular happens to be Indian guides. And so each of us has been introduced to an individual Indian guide that really centers around who you are as an individual. And so if you can believe, my Indian guide, his name is, and I'm grateful to have him always around, Black Thunder.
Yeah, my name is Dennis. My Indian guide's name is Winter Wolf.
My name is Susan. My Indian guide is Yellow Rose, and I'm grateful my daughter is here.
Hi, my name is Melinda. My Indian guide is Singing Arrow, and I'm grateful for the love in my heart.
I'm Matt, and my Indian guide is Leaping Brown Bear, and I'm grateful for all the people that I've met here.
My name is Penny, and my Indian guide is named Resting Eagle, and I'm not only grateful for Millie, but I'm grateful for each and every one of you to be here tonight. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Laura. My Indian guide is Jacob Flower, and I'm grateful that I met this beautiful woman to change my life.
I'm Taylor Reen, and my Indian guide is Gentle Lion, and I'm so grateful for my spiritual family.
I'm Carrie, and my Indian guide is Gray Horse, and I'm grateful for all the healers who are here tonight.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stan, and my Indian guide is Burning Flame, and I'm grateful for everyone that's been on my spiritual walk with me for over 30 years of this trip.
I'm Mariana, and my Indian guide is Gentle Wind, and I'm grateful for Millie.
My name is Lloyd McLean, and my Indian guide is Wade Hawk, and I'm grateful for just being here.
My name is Carol. My Indian guide is Smiling Rain. I am grateful for the life's enrichment that comes through our shared experiences. Thank you.
Good evening, I'm Debbie. My Indian guide is Ruby Rose, and I am grateful for the beautiful gift of life.
Now it's my turn. My name is Larry, and my Indian guide is Blackbeard. I'm grateful for Millie and this church.
And that's my Tuesday night camaraderie, my classmates, whom I cherish much. And there's one individual in particular who really does a lot for Millie for Wednesday night spiritual forum. You will often see her up on the podium sharing in her and being an instrument of love for herself. If I can have Kimberly please come up. Or use it. For the view.
happened to it? I lost it. Okay, I'm going to start off with like a little healing meditation prayer. So first I'd like for you to all bring to mind those who you feel in your heart need healing, whether it's yourself, a loved one, someone in spirit. And I just want you to take a minute just to get comfortable and close your eyes if you want. Just breathe a little deeply. Just kind of feel yourself relaxing and letting go of the tension so that you can kind of fill your heart with love and joy. Now imagine a white healing light all around and through your body. Feel it flow through you. Know that it is God's healing energy, of which there is no shortage. Now take that light and that love that's in your heart and send it to those who are in your prayers. As you feel this healing energy, you feel peaceful. You are a perfect expression of the God consciousness that is within you. It may be a perfect time to remind yourself of your goodness, your beauty, your oneness with God. Continue to breathe deeply and feel that loving, healing energy flow through you and out to those that you care about. You know that your life is unfolding perfectly. There is nothing you must hang on to. You can relax and let go. Imagine yourself in perfect, radiant, natural, good health. You know you will always have everything. You need to enjoy the here and now and to continue with your spiritual growth on this earth plane. Divine love is guiding you and always taking care of you. Divine love will always provide. You are a child of God, a part of God, an angel in the body. You are lovable. You are loved. Breathe deeply and ask your God self to hold on to this feeling for you, this loving, healing energy. Know that you can find this peace again by simply calling on God's loving energy. He touched me.
Oh, he touched me. And oh.
Thank you, Kimberly. Next, we're going to have some songs. We're going to sing some songs. And Carrie. And we've got Carrie and Jay Loring.
11. Count your blessings.
One by one.
Now we're singing number 18, which is Millie's favorite. We often do this in class to raise the energy, so that's
my, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
If you're happy and you know it. And you gotta get involved in this one. We're clapping, we're stomping. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your toes. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your toes. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your toes.
Thank you, Jay Lorene. Thank you, Carrie. And of course, we can't have this delightful music without Janie at the piano. I don't know how long she's been doing this, but it's been a while, hasn't it? So. Keep on ticking, Janie. Next, we've got four beautiful people who are going to share some thoughts, share some gratitude, And we're going to begin with Louise, who probably...
Well, hi, everybody. I'm not normally a public speaker, but this inaugural speech from Nelson Mandela really warmed my heart, and I would like to share it with you. It's called Our Deepest Fears. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Thank you.
Next, we have John. John Baldwin, who is standing here. Oh,
boy. Good evening, everybody. I'm sure glad to be here. Gratitude is something that you can read about in so many spiritual magazines, and there are whole books on the subject. And it all comes across as so uplifting, and we feel good temporarily after we read them. Yet, to really put this in practice of gratitude into our lives, I'm sure many of you will agree, easier said than done. One can always find something to complain about. Oh, I don't have enough money. My job sucks. I haven't found my dream man or woman. The weather's bad. The Padres have lost again. I understand very well this type of negative chatter because I still engage in it myself. But, one day I came across a quote in some spiritual magazine by a very wise Jewish rabbi, and it really struck me. I think it was very appropriate for tonight. In it, he asks, this involved Thanksgiving. I know it's not Thanksgiving, but I just felt it was really appropriate for this night. In it, he asks, do you have bountiful food at your Thanksgiving table? Then blessed are you, because there are many in the world without food. Do you have a job? Then blessed are you, because there are many without one. Do you have a loving companions to share this meal with? Then blessed are you, because there are many who are alone or isolated. Do you have good health? Then blessed are you, because there are many out there who are ill and in pain. This quote by the rabbi really stayed with me, because how many of us, myself included, have had the blessing of having all of these things on Thanksgiving, yet we still find plenty to complain about. This is one of the many reasons why I believe the tradition of saying grace before dinner has been practiced by most religious paths for centuries, to learn to develop a state of gratitude. Not just on Thanksgiving, but on any given night. Reading this quote, among others, has certainly helped me to learn to have gratitude. And one thing I know for sure is I have so much gratitude, and I'm sure a lot of people will agree, for you, Millie, and everyone else in this church. This wonderful church, where on any given night or day, you can come in and receive a healing, an uplifting message, a beautiful song, or a hug. Sometimes you can get all of them in one day or night. How about that? I can't help but believe that we have a real special something going on here at this church. And I know that many of you can relate when I say that I have so much more gratitude in my life because of this church. I love you all very much, and I express my gratitude toward all of you. And I hope you may have a life full of gratitude. Blessings. Good evening.
That's right. When you remove the GR from gratitude, you've got attitude. So take on the attitude of gratitude in your life. Absorb it. Next, we've got Mary Lou, Dolly. We know her as Dolly.
I promise I'm not going to be like this. Hi, my name is Mary Lou, and I have a story to tell. I promise I will be brief, since I'm only allowed for 5 minutes. Before I was introduced to this church, my mom had just passed away. I just went through a very expensive divorce, and I got laid off from work. I suffered from anxiety attacks, panic attacks, and deep depression. I contemplated suicide, which landed me in a psychiatric hospital. When I was released at the hospital, not only that I was in an emotional turmoil, but I was having a lot of bodily aches and pains. So I went to see a chiropractor. There I met Lori LaPearl. She introduced me to this church, so I went. I knew right away this is where I belong. She also mentioned about Millie's class, so I started attending. In our class, we practice message bearing. And Jaylorin had a message for me. She said that she sees this elderly woman with a scrunched up face, a hunchback. She was making funny noises, swaying her arms, and she was scolding me. And she also saw this huge field where small seeds or golden seeds were growing. I knew right away what she was talking about. She described my mom to a T. And that field is a rice paddies. When the rice, you know, have ripened, they turn into golden yellow. But I didn't know what was that message is all about. One morning when I woke up, I happened to look outside our backyard. And this backyard, the weeds were as tall as trees. Without thinking, I grabbed my gardening tools and I started weeding. Me being out there, it motivated my darling Jonathan to replace our broken fence and the broken planter. Then I planted fruit trees, vegetables, and herbs. That's when I realized that this is what my mom wanted me to do. I got a garden. So Jonathan mentioned about bees, not knowing what bees look like, but I know that they're good for the environment. So from zero beehive to 50 plus beehives. I got a job in Hawaii as a cardiovascular tech. And when I came back from Hawaii, Jonathan asked me not to work and give this beekeeping business a chance. Millie always reminded us that we are bubbles of God, that we should ask for what we want. Ask, and you shall receive. And this is my God story. Thank you.
She has indeed become a busy bee. Marissa, do you have some things you'd like to share with us?
Hello, everyone. I'm so happy that everybody's here and that I get a chance to be up here in front of all of you. This is my second year in class, and it's been a really tremendous experience. If you are with our church or plan, hopefully, maybe to be in our church, really give these classes a try. And what I've learned most in the classes, especially this year, is really opening up my mind and heart to God and the angels. And by doing so, I feel that it's really awakened my potential in me being able to see my potential and really believing in it. So many years went by in my life that I underestimated myself. And I knew in my heart that there was greatness there. But like so many other people, I just never felt that other people believed that about me. So I wasted a lot of time, I think, in just feeling that way. So over the years, I realized that I needed to make a conscious decision to change that and to stop worrying about what other people may be thinking about me, which they probably weren't thinking that about me. So I allowed God to help me. And my, you know, spirit guides, people that have passed over, and ask them for their help, their love and support. And once I did that, I felt more energy around me, and I began to see the support and the love that I always had around me, and even met wonderful new people, and just they keep pouring in. All the great people in my life, I'm so grateful for them and for supporting me and all these different transitions that I've had over the last couple of years. It hasn't been easy, but somehow it kind of doesn't feel so bad. You know, I keep thinking that I see other people's lives and like, well, I'm so grateful my life isn't as difficult, you know. It was difficult for me, but that's what I was able to handle. And God will always only give you what you can handle. And his timing is so perfect that we need to really trust in God, which is what I've learned too, to really trust that he has our best interests at heart and that he always wants the best for us because we are his creation, we are his children. His beloved creation. We're made in his image, and we're all a reflection of God, and we all need to see that in each other. So every day, wake up and wake up with a new feeling and welcome your life and be grateful for everyone that's in it. So in that too, we need to be very active once we invite God and the angels and our spirit guides into our lives. We need to be actively listening for them, actively looking around us to see the signs, the messages that they have for us, and actively trying to feel that energy all the time so that we can pass it on to other people because we're here to serve each other, to be supportive to each other, and to share love and healing. And I had the opportunity to heal this evening, and it was really wonderful. And I thank everyone here for teaching me everything that I know right now and continuing. We all continue to learn from each other, and that's what's so great about the classes, the lessons that we learn in the class. They're so deep. They're just when you think, wow, this was such an amazing class, and then you come back, and it just tops it even more and more, and it becomes really just an amazing experience over and over and over. So that's what I've gotten from the classes, and I know I will continue to get, and I will continue to share with people, and I hope that everyone has the same experience that I do. Thank you.
The number of transformations that I've seen in individuals is just phenomenal, what it can do. Going to these classes, I've seen so many seeds just get nurtured only to grow into these beautiful blossoms. So, and she's an example of that along with Dolly and John. Thank you all for sharing in your thoughts. Next. We have Spencer. Spencer loves to show up right around, you know, in the midst of, yeah, and just, there he is.
You know what's even better is I didn't know I was up next. But I'm sure I'm here to thank Millie for all that she's done. And we have these beautiful flowers. You guys have no idea how amazing our classes are and what they do. We had Jesus come on, Tuesday? Did they already say? It was just so... Oh, they didn't?
No.
Oh, what did they talk about that? That guy's pretty cool. He was amazing. He was amazing, yeah. Do you know what I really got from Jesus? You know how the Bible always says he knows you and he knows you? And it feels a little bit like this when you're in front of the thing and you go, this is what a group feels like. I know you, I know you, I know you. But it wasn't like that. He's like, I could feel how much he knew me and how much he loved me, regardless of whatever other churches have said I've done wrong in my life. That it wasn't about any of that at all for him. It wasn't. It was just amazing and beautiful. And that class alone changed my life again and again and again. I've been doing classes maybe 7 or 8 years. I don't remember. How long, Mama?
Probably about that long.
And then it is just, it just goes along and life changes. It smacks you in the face and changes you again and again. It's really incredible. If you haven't done them, please consider classes next year. They start in October and they run through now, and they are open to everybody in October. So come see if they fit for you. And this has been a weird year, and so we lost Millie for a little bit, and God just healed her up so fast. We are so grateful to have her come back, and we, yeah. Super, super scary. Please do yourself a favor and try the classes out if you haven't. And Tuesday night class, would just like to thank you, Millie, for how much you've changed every one of our lives. We brought you this nice little bouquet to tell you how much we love you.
Is this a cameo appearance there, Mr. Spencer? Or are you going to stay with us? Stick with us. If you've ever, I'm sure some of you know Spencer. That's a happy-go-lucky, wonderful, loving person right there. But he's been around the block. And he's got quite a few stories. You never know how that smile getting got on his face, but it just never gets wiped away. Okay, first-time visitors. I know we've got one first-time visitor, John. Anybody else first-time visitors? We've got over here. Wow, that many. Awesome. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now we've got 6 first-time visitors. So each of you will get an angel pin, kind of thanking and welcome you to our church. Also, something to think about, next Wednesday, there's 2 classes. There's Tuesday night class, there's Thursday night class. Next Wednesday, Thursday night class will be giving their version of, or rather taking over from Millie, the Wednesday night forum. So please be there, please attend if you can. Also, Sunday is at 10:30, beginning at 9:30, there's healing classes, or I'm sorry, healing stools that you can go upstairs and get some healing. Get some loving. Also, at 10:30, our services and Millie and Penny and others in our class are a big part of that class, the church service on Sundays. Next, we have some special music. Ooh.
Helena's talking on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. Helene is talking on Sunday. Don't know Helene, but... she's probably Reverend Helene. I'm sorry. Anyway, next we have Dennis McDonald from our class, who's going to be performing a special song for us.
Just going to sing a little song of gratitude, a little song of how it works. And I am very, very grateful that after a whole bunch of traveling, I get to come back and get to be embraced and loved by this class yet once again. So it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Help me remember that I am one with God. Help me remember that I am one with God. Help me remember that I am one with God. Help me remember that I am one with God. Help me remember that you are one with God. Help me remember that you are one with God. Help me remember that you are one with God. Help me remember that you are one with God. Help me remember that I am one with love. Help me remember that I am one with love. Help me remember that you are one with love. Help me remember that we are one with love. Help me remember that we are one with God. Help me remember that we are one with God. Help me remember that God is all there is. Help me remember that God is all there is. Help me remember that God is all there is. Help me remember that God is all there is. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord.
Did you write that song?
No, I've been around.
Oh, okay. I guess I haven't been around, huh? I've never heard it. Next, we've got offering. We have a presentation right now for a very special person who's been in our lives now for quite a little while. And that person is going to be presented a special gift by another wonderful individual whom I've just learned. Mary, from our class. Thank you.
blessed to be able to speak for the Tuesday night class and present this little gift for our Millie, because I know you guys have been listening about class, but anybody that comes on Wednesday or Sunday or has held Millie's hand or gotten to know her knows how blessed we are. She takes all her time. Anytime anyone needs her, she's there. She's so sweet. She puts her head on your shoulder. Right? Let's hear it for Millie.
Beautiful people, look at these faces. Just look. Bubbles of God. Every one of us bubbles of God. God is love. And you know, some of you I've known for so many years, and some of them just now getting acquainted with. Mom and Dad back there from New Jersey sitting, and I want to get acquainted with them, and how am I going to do it when there's only so many minutes in the day? And they're going to go back to New Jersey. Just look around at everybody. You know, we are all God's kids. We're God's kids. Is there anything greater than that? Back in the back rows, a young lady from Greenville, North Carolina, that I've known since she was knee-high to a grasshopper. Maybe not, but like 18 or 19, though, right? Is this neat? And I get to watch people grow up, because I've been here so long, I get to see them. If I can hang in a little bit longer, I'll get to see more babies grow into being you beautiful people. Oh, Charlene's sitting over there, look at her. Ever go to Easy Akins? Look for Charlene, I see her sitting there. This is great. I don't have any words. Don't forget our import back there from England. JR, the import. How about Dennis? He would never let anybody know he could sing like that. He keeps it a secret. I so wish that everybody could just dwell with the feeling of love that I have now. I want this for every old lady on the face of the earth and every old man on the face of this earth to get this where you stand and you can look and you just see the love coming out. And that guy that I called Charlie because of George, because I couldn't figure out what his right name is. Yeah. I don't know him very well, but oh my goodness, the love just... There's another face I don't know right there. Give me a chance. Don't dash out and let me not get to know you. Our future movie star back there. Oh, golly, just thank you, everyone. And class, Tuesday night class, and some I see from Tuesday afternoon back there. Thank you for giving me this time. Thank you for letting me have this many minutes with you this year. Just be so proud and so happy to represent God. God. I would like to be able to give out class books to everybody. Are they going to come up?
They are.
What's your next plan?
My next plan is to... It's to have actually, yeah, actually, that'd be a great idea if we could all, yeah.
I get to give everybody a class book.
Yep.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Don't forget to take your card.
Oh, you said we'll go for a song.
Every year upon the end of our class, we get this wonderful book that Millie takes the time to prepare, and so she did all of her little tidbits that she reads to us every year.
Miss Mara, are imports. We got an import from England.
From Scotland.
Our men is on the board of the church. And this kid is just downright nice and sweet and handsome and all that. All that good stuff. Susan, we're getting well acquainted with her this year. She is a delight. Please, everybody, don't miss it. Oh, and here's James Ray. Yikes, everybody, don't miss these kids. Oh, and Carrie.
I can just about every week count on her working the Healy School up there.
And Stan, I'm going to say it's about 25 years, I believe. Absolutely a delight. And here's a doll baby. This is our Debbie. And I don't dare call her Little Debbie. But this is little. Oh, it's Debbie. She's a tiny doll baby, isn't she? Oh, and Lloyd. Lloyd has just been so faithful coming in here, haven't you, honey?
I've been trying.
He does it. He's doing it. Now, how about let's talk to this young lady gave us. She's got a nice boyfriend, so. Bye, bye. You have to stick with me.
She's got dibs.
You got to stick with me. She's got a nice boyfriend. Oh, she does too. She's got a nice boyfriend. Now, her name is Mary Lou, but I call her Dolly. This little Dolly. Uh-oh. You're going to love this woman, but you got to get quick at it because she's going to move up north. She's a nurse, and she's wonderful. She's perfect. But she's got a beautiful home that she purchased up in Northern California. We're going to take her family and leave us. This is Carol.
But I'll be back.
No, we'll all go up there.
That's right.
Well, she's got to grow food, so we'll not be hungry.
That's right.
Uh-oh, it's Spencer. Everybody, this kid I've known for way back. I think he may have still been the end of his teens or early 20s when I met him. And he came and went out of my life. He'd come and go. I'd stand in one place. He'd come and go. This is our Spencer, our vice president of the church. That's our Spencer. And how about that talk that John gave us? Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. John, wow. He's been very, very faithful with getting in there to class. Was Jane leaving us? No. Uh-oh, look this. You have to be careful because she gets like this and she... That's it. Uh-oh. Now I can't move, Billy. Now I can't move. This is Louise. She brings me one meal every week. Don't you? Yes, she does. Brings me one meal every week and she's a professional masseuse. She helps so many people. So many people.
I can see you with business cards later.
And she's an import too, but JR's our English import. And I'm not sure if she's French or England. To me, she sounds French, but I think somebody said it's English. So I'm excited for both places. And this is our Sally. Oh. Just a package of love, everybody. Don't miss any one of these people up here, kids. Uh-oh, David. Now, I've known him. How many years have you been married?
Well, 17, right? Yeah.
You can get yourself in trouble.
That's right. 17.
Yeah, Millie married us 17
yes.
years
ago. Yes, I was. Yay! Now they have two beautiful daughters.
Megan and Mia.
And he's an architect. And she is, look at her back there. She's gorgeous, and the two daughters are, David, you've done so good, honey. Wonderful family.
Thank you.
And there you are.
Thank you.
Golly, am I blessed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
We are.
Look
we
at you kids. Oh, I know.
Yeah. I was telling Millie some sweet nothings here. Well, there's two individuals that really are a big part of this event tonight. They've helped with the decorations. One of them in particular has orchestrated this for the fourth year. Mm-hmm. And we've got two special guests. It says Gershom in the back. This gifts are for Jaylorene.
Oh my goodness.
And where are you? There you are, Kimberly.
Yay!
There you go. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome.
Now you can do some
chops. Next.
Maybe you could do it. I know her too well. Okay. That's it?
That's it. I can give her one after.
Yep.
Oh, our Dolly go.
No, I don't have
That's it. Please, anyone, if you're new, please don't dash off. Give us a chance to at least touch with you, all right? Please, unless you want to. You know, if you want to go, go. At least give me a chance to meet you. And food outside. The kids have brought food in the carriage house out there, so I hope you're hungry.
It's dessert.
Dessert.
Oh, even better. Desserts and coffee and sodas.
And water.
Lloyd,
you didn't want to try it, Lloyd. No, they just said not this time.
Okay, one of the very important things is to know when you have a message and when you don't have it.
Thank you.
We've got to know the difference. You know, sometimes I get up here and say something, you know, I mean, you're all the hands back, well, I can see that. You know? And Danny's sitting there with that grin on his face, you see? But we're not up here to make up our own thoughts and give out. We want to pick up from the angel kingdom. Those are free of the body and give out those messages to the best of our ability. That's it.